What's the criteria that's bad? Like, what you mean bad? Though?
Hey, man, it's your cup of tea at that point. Like, whether the looks, you know, obviously got the looks if it was a favorite movie she did. But let's see what Larry on my head. Well, because remember how it was Chaka Khan's birthday?
Recently,
so my guess was, what is the baddest chick all time in your opinion? Like, you're number one. Your number one.
Oof. Ah, that's good, man. Yeah, Shaka was doing her thing, cuz that's a Hall of Famer right there.
That's a Hall of Time.
Shoot, my number one all time is Vanity.
Vanity.
Okay. When she was Laura Charles in Last Dragon, man, like
I would have to go with, because I've heard some things about her, and she just does something to me every time I see her on the TV screen, man. It's Nia Long, man.
That's another excellent choice,
I just know she looks like a freak. Like, she just going wild sex all day and night with her, man.
That's what I like it.
I love it.
I like it. Oh, man. Oh. My number one, who stands the test of time, no matter what, who is just that one for me? Let me think, bro. Like, that's you know what's so funny to me right now? That feel like the biggest question on earth to me, man. It's like, oh, I don't want, like, I'm gonna offend one of them, right? Like, oh, okay, that's your number one, like.
Yeah, probably like, not gonna from this. Good Times about to blow up your DMs, upset. Ooh, you ain't picked her.
That's a great pick. That's what I'm saying, dog. Like, oh my God, man. I will go with who is that? All right, I'm gonna go against the grain a little bit. I might catch some shit for it, but fuck it, I'll have fun with it. I'm gonna go with Topanga, man. Topanga was that chick when I was coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Topanga it. Was that, man. I'm gonna go to the other side of the fence. But Topanga was that one, man. She was just, I don't like, she was the one chick that you just, she had that girl next door. Super, but she was just super cute. Like, we going, you know, we're in the same like age type and all, right? So it's like, her actual name is Danielle Fischel, just for the actual record. But I don't know, she just captivated hearts at that time.
She ain't tried so hard. She just was it.
She was just that. Yeah, she was just that, man.
Yeah, she had it. She had it, bro. Yeah.
See, other person I like is Zaria from what was it, Parenthood? Like, okay. Her name Reagan Gomez now. Yeah. But anytime they have
okay.
1 through 9, she always on there.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that, with me, man, you know, everything people be trying to walk. You know, they talk about you got the trophy. Oh, that's your trophy on your right side. You know, the chick, mm-hmm. She's just so fine. Everybody want her, and yeah, you know, obviously you want somebody that's appealing to the eye, but. I've come to find out a lot of the super fine women don't like sex in the bed that much. we don't need to be together then. Like, what we doing? I don't care about how fine you look. You just want to walk and be, nah, like, we going to be together. Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
You gotta please me the way you want me to please you with my money or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's how that goes, man. But hey, you know, to each his own, man. Some people like that type of stuff. I mean, some don't. So,
yeah, man. You know, that's a good question, man. I like that, man. Especially because I was caught totally off guard. I wanted to, you know, take a leak. I come back. I'm like, wait, what? Ooh, man. I want preparation for that question. But I live my answer. I live with that one. That's not a problem at all, man.
And I guess that's kind of like why I haven't got married or tried to, because I was like, you know, they say, well, you get married, but the sex stop and they stop doing this and this and that. And I'm like, well, I don't need that in my life. Like,
not yet, right?
Yeah,
I get married when I want to quit having sex.
Yeah, man, I like what I'm, man. like, you know, you tell girls they get too comfortable around you. Now, you know, y'all chill in the crib. And she got on some clothes. You're like, hold on, man, what you doing with that on? Boy, you ain't looking sexy right now. Oh, I don't post to look sexy all the time. What you mean?
Like, you gotta look sexy, but you gotta stay presentable at all times.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's what's up.
It is what it is, man.
That was a good question, man. I like that, man.
Too bad we didn't have Meezy on the show, man. I know Meezy.
I know, right?
Name.
Nah, man. Everybody probably laughing. Nah, we're going to start Meezy the show next week.
Porn star.
Right. He'd be like Pinky.
Yeah, Cherokee the ass or some shit. I can see it now.
He'd be like Kaya from Tampa.
Shit. All right, man. Let's get into the show, bro.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to another episode of 26 Degrees. It's your boy Lan here today. We scrambling up the lineup a little bit. Meezy had a bit of a situation he had to take care of. So we're going to hold him down just like the fellas that held me down in the past. You know, we want to keep delivering on a consistent basis for everybody that is, you know, supporting us. We want you to know you can depend on us and we depend on y'all. So we today actually have, instead of me, you know, normally announcing Meezy, we got my boy X here, the field general is here. What's up, X?
What's good, fellas? What's going on?
Shit, it is what it is, man. Another day to get better, right?
Another day to get better, man. Another day to get better at whatever you got going on in life.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Better image of you.
Listen, I tweeted it and I meant it. I think it was like 2 days ago. Like right now, only got time to like be cheering for the team, you know? And that's just the people I'm connected to. And, you know, that includes, you know, the Roll Up Network, the homies that's around me directly that I see on a daily, people that's really trying to do things and elevate life. And that's just where I'm at with it. Like, you know, everybody else is like winning. Cool. I'm not hating. It's just they there. They getting the applause. They getting their cheers. I got to worry about, you know, us trying to get to that place. You know, to that next level. So that's what my mental at with it. And I'm like, hey man, cool. You got all supporters on earth, bro. I got to worry about this team right here and getting us built up so we can do the same exact thing. So,
yeah, so. It's only right. You know what I'm saying? You spend a lot of time, energy. You know, that's one thing we got to understand. You know, we only got a certain amount of energy in a day.
Right.
To give out, you know, and we spend a lot of it giving it out to everything else instead of
right
what we need, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You kind of get, I guess, you know, the term they say lost in the sauce, you know, absolutely. Like you say, but yeah, everybody over there winning, and there's no hating.
Ain't no hate, no. Hold on, no hate. Man, it's just I got to get my team there. Yeah, I'm trying to be there right there with them. I love Hov, right? Hov the guy, right? Man, he don't need my help no more. He's good. He's solidified. I'm gonna support the albums. I'm gonna stream. I've been to concerts, merch, all that, and I'm gonna continue to do that. But he don't need my applause no more. He good. I'm trying to get to where, you know. It's funny that question came up a while back where it was like, I think it was like 100,000 a dinner with Hov, and I said, you out your mind if you taking a dinner with Hov? To me personally, what I want to be is at the dinner with Hov, and Hov knows who I am.
Yeah.
Not sitting there, and he like, oh, you won a raffle, and now you sitting here eating dinner with me, cool, but you ain't nobody. So give me that 100 grand. Let me try to make that 100 grand put me to where Hov go, oh, that's Lan. Yeah, I know homie what he doing, and salute, respect. We sit down and you know, smoke cigars and drink Douce. Let's do that. So for me, that's what I'm trying to get with it. But
it's real. Like I never got that sit dinner with, like, huh? You telling me
for what?
100,000 and sit down at dinner with who?
All they gonna do is eat. Like, what y'all think Hov gonna do? Wave a magical money wand over you, dog? It's just dinner.
Yeah, because like you say, the thing is, he ain't really gonna tell you them secrets like that because he don't know you, for one.
Right.
But if and I'm then, at the dinner and he knows who I am, now he can
right.
tell
you. And because, yeah, on top of that, it's like, dude, like, okay, one thing is, Hov had capital to do a lot of things. He made that through, you know, allegedly illegal dealings in the drug trade at one point, and then through music. Well, if you don't have that capital, ain't no secret for you to learn anyway. Because I can tell you that right now, the bottom line is, you ain't got no money. You can't do the moves I'm making. You can't invest in this because you can't afford to lose it. A person that's living check to check, which is, you know, the vast majority of America, there ain't no secret to, oh, save money. I can't afford to invest money. I can't afford to, like, that's, you got to have the money. So, yeah, let me come to that table when Hov already know that's that dude. Yeah, yeah, I respect what homie doing. Now I might give him some game on, hey, the next thing coming is blah, blah, blah. You might want to put some money aside to do this and rock with us. But anyway, that was a little bit of a tangent, but I'm glad we have it. That's, you know, I think, one of the things we got going well for us is the organic feel that we bring. So, you know, and I've got nothing but love and support from that. So we appreciate that from y'all. You know, football talk is football talk, especially right now. I mean, hey, it's spring ball, bro. Everything's great. You know, we definitely gonna give y'all some updates and information on what we know going on. But, you know, that none of that really matters until you line up against another team. But we're going to give y'all all the info we got. But filling in for Meezy this evening is our producer, Maul. Maul, what's going on, bro?
Man, what's up, y'all, man? And you speaking a lot of wisdom, man. And I was once told by a financial specialist, he told me, as you get older and you're growing, your circle is going to get smaller. Oh, and I feel you on that because, you know, a lot of people will only think of you as one thing, right? So if somebody knew you when you was in your 20s, you adapt, you grow as a person, but they might only see you as, you know, oh, that's just so-and-so, or nah, actually I've grown a lot, but you keep me in this little box, but I've grown. And I try to keep people around me that show the growth, but they acknowledge my growth too. Cause then I know we on the same wavelength. When you got people trying to pull you back, you know, those are the people I try to keep at arm's length, man. And a lot of times people say they winning or you think they winning, but you never know, man. Sometimes they not winning. So you watching that next person celebrate a false win and it throw you off. So you got to just stay on your grind, man, and just set your goals, set your marks and hit them.
That's real. And it's so funny too, because the opposite happens too, where like, I remember when I announced that I was joining the roll up, you know, and being a man, people thought I was rich or something. I was like, huh? No, dog, like, no. This is just an opportunity to build a platform. Like, I'm not rich. Roll up don't pay me like that at all. Like, I don't know what y'all thinking. It was just, I looked at it as an opportunity to take advantage of a platform that's already been built. I mean, you got to remember, those guys had unbuilt that platform for about 5-6 years. And, you know, I was asked to come aboard. Cool. Now, this is an opportunity to further that platform. But, Pete, so that's the other thing. It can look, you know, your perception, that's why I hate when people say perception is reality. That's total bullshit. It's not true at all. Perception is just perception. That's just how you see it.
Yeah,
that's your view of the situation. That don't make it real at all. You owe land on the roll up. I had coworkers of mine that legit was like, what you doing here? I was like, what you mean? Oh, I saw you doing the podcast. I said, yeah, motherfucker, that don't. Oh, you thought that paid the bills? No, man. the plan is for it to pay the bills eventually. We ain't there yet. You got to put the grind in. And I'll share this nugget with a lot of people who may not know. I started off behind the scenes with the roll up a while back. And that was completely, I did not get any compensation for any of that. That was just me seeing the vision, wanting to be a part of it, and being like, all right. You know, I was asked, hey, come on board, man. We, you know, we could use, you know, some help on the production side, blah, blah, blah. Cool. Never was offered a penny, never received a penny. And then, you know, through that time, they made some changes. And then I was brought online as a host. And I'll be transparent. Do I make some money off of working with that show? Sure. Is it much? No, it's really not. So don't get that confused. I'm not in that for that at this moment. Eventually, I want to get to that place, but it's not there yet. So if anyone's looking at anything they think I'm doing, just know that, again, you're on the outside looking in, and some of your perceptions could be very much so off. Roll Up Network is growing. It's got some great partnerships and some things that are going to benefit the network as a whole, including 26 Degrees. That'll be coming down the pipeline. So you're going to see in the fruits of that in an improved show from just some of the smaller technical things that we could do, and visibility and marketing and things of that nature. So that's coming down the pipeline. But a slow grind is better than no grind, man. So one problem we have in America is a lottery mentality. Ain't that many of us gonna hit the lotto, bro. That's just the truth of the matter. Most of us just gonna keep throwing our dollars down the drain. And then one out of a million gonna hit and be able to change their life up a little bit. But yeah, I mean, that's life though. It's what it is. But yeah, I'm glad we that's a good little way to open up, man. It wasn't exactly pre-show. As usually go.
Words of wisdom. Somebody could get that and take that and translate it into their day tomorrow. Absolutely. whenever it drops.
Absolutely. Yeah, that jewel, man. Yeah, we'll have this out tomorrow. But all right, so it was a little catching up, man. How has everybody been? It's been a little bit of, you know, we hadn't seen each other in a week now. How's life been? I know X, you've been out there on the field.
Man, life been good for me, man. Life been good. Obviously, it's spring break, so spending a lot more extra time with the kids and stuff like that. That's cool. But yeah, nah, life been real good, man. Saturday, I went out there and fed the homeless. That turned out real nice.
Shout out, man. Appreciate that, bro. Real talk.
Turned out real good. The only thing that everything was good. The only thing that I kind of messed up, and that was me. I left the meat that I was grilling in. I didn't take it out until the morning of Saturday, so it took a long time to throw out.
Even in that Miami heat, huh?
Look, I'm on the grill, and the hot dogs threw out kind of fast, but the hamburgers didn't. So now everybody like, man, I want a burger. I'm like, man, you gonna have to wait. I'm standing to wait. Yeah. How long? I said, man, probably give me like 10, 15 minutes. And they was literally standing there and waiting for them hot dogs and hamburgers, man. You know, like I said, they don't get that hot food off the grill. They get like food that you could bring to them.
Right.
It ain't really hot. You know what I'm saying? It's okay, but it's something for them to eat, which is good.
Right.
For them to eat that food hot off the grill, that was really, like, they loved it. They was like, man, this the first time somebody come out here and do that. You know, I'm like, yeah, I want y'all to eat like we eat. You know what I'm saying? We eat hot food, y'all eat hot food. So.
No doubt, man. Salute to you for that, man. I really do appreciate those type of efforts. My mom's done that in the past. She's been a little overwhelmed with some other stuff right now, but I may pick up the torch for her, man. I don't right now have a lot of free time just because I work regular gig and do all these podcasts, so it ties up a lot of my time. But I would like to in the near future. I've done it before, work with the less fortunate. I'll be honest with you, if you guys are looking for something that just feels a little fulfilling in life, that gives you a feeling of purpose, I can honestly attest to doing some of that work. And, you know, X obviously is doing it now. It does give you a good feeling of, hey, man, I got to get up today. Like, if you may be going through a slump, like, oh, man, what's this all about? What's the, you know, the life ain't about. But if you can, like, wake up and say, hey, I got to go help some people today, that gives you a lot of purpose, effort, and drive to be like, yo, today I'm going to help people that got it way worse than I do. I got my problems, but theirs is bigger than ours. So that's dope. So if you're looking for some fulfillment in your life, look into volunteering, man. I promise you, there's some fulfillment there. I promise you there is.
It definitely. It's a great feeling. It's just something within yourself, you know what I'm saying, that you should be proud of, that you it took the courage to even do that. You know, a lot of people won't do it, and they don't because they don't got the courage. Humbleness to really go sit down and sit down with people who really ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing in life. You know, and
right. Just help them and out. Understand their story. Because if you take the time to speak to a lot of homeless people and have chop it up with them, man, you're gonna find out that like everybody that you think, you know, is in that situation wasn't just some quote unquote bum, you know, that just didn't get up, didn't try anything, didn't, man, you don't know. Most of us, and this is what you keep in mind, just like I spoke on earlier, America lives check to check by and large. You're not that far from being homeless unless you really got a stash where things are set up and you got, you know, 6 months or you could go without a job and all your bills would be paid, which ain't most of us. So keep that in mind, too. When you get to judging these people, you could be that person. It really wouldn't take a lot.
Man. And if homeless people, if that initiative is not for you, find something that's for you, whether it's women dealing with domestic violence, kids needing supplies, find something that you align with and give. Absolutely. You can't give your time, give a few dollars, you know, a few little dollars you would have spent at the bar. Just
there you have
put
it.
That towards fact. That.
And you know what? For everybody who's going to listen, a lot of people be like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to give money. And I be telling them, like, it's not even about the money that you give. It's about the time. Or even like if you want to come out there, you can talk to somebody. A lot of them just be wanting to talk to somebody that's not out here with them. You know what I'm saying? Let me have a nice little conversations is key for a lot of them. Just talk to them for about 5-10 minutes, man. And like you
treat
say,
them like a human being.
A lot of them really aren't bums like that. They just going through rough patches in life. Where they
they're homeless. There's a difference. There's a difference between being homeless and being a bum, right? Like, because to me, a bum is just a shiftless individual who just won't do anything for themselves. Being homeless could be circumstances that hit you like a hurricane, completely, you know, matter of fact, better word than hurricane, oddly enough, like a tornado. I live down in Tulsa. You don't get much warning with those. There's very little warning. They have a little bit of a warning system, but it's still... You're talking 5-10 minutes. You don't have, you know, a hurricane's coming. You know, we got days to prepare to, you know, pack up, buckle down if you're going to stay, blah, blah, blah. But that's what a lot of those people go through, man. But what's going on your side, Ma?
Man, I'm getting this stay at home dad thing down. you know, right now, Peyton, she got a bottle, so she's sleeping. And
nice.
And just for me, man, I'm trying to use this time to just strategize and get ahead for what I'm gonna do next, man. And that's just really been it, man. And also, you know, got the wedding coming up and been solidifying stuff with that. So it's a lot going on, but you know, I'm blessed, man. That's all I can say.
That's what's up, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all on too much. My thing is just regular, man. Not too much going on. Just doing the day-to-day grind, bro. Not too exciting. I'm you know, more of my stuff is going to line up with the football season. So I'm pretty sure everybody listens to this, does listen to the roll up, but maybe you don't. I know some people can't stand Silk. I promise you, he's not that bad in real life. He really ain't. He's just a great troll. And CJ as well. I'm sure some of y'all don't fuck with him. It's cool. Like I said, we all good people. They're my brothers, man. We all got good rapport. But quick church announcement. We are not going to do the tailgate event that we had intended on originally in Miami. So, X, you still doing one, right?
Yeah. We doing it
Friday evening,
going to start at 8 to 11.
Right.
You know, just get something popping for a little bit and go from there.
And then you out of the spring game?
Yeah, we'll be to the spring game on Saturday. So.
Okay. See, I may still pull up for that now. The difference was I had everything covered previously because we were actually going to do an event. Me, CJ, and Silk were going to do an event probably around the same time frame on that Friday evening. But they got in the game a little too late, so they decided to push it back. We are going to do something in May, though. So we'll do something in May. It'll be me, Silk, CJ. Hopefully X can pull up, and, you know, anybody else down the area. So what we're going to be doing is just, it'll be a 26 degrees kind of centered, Miami Hurricanes centered event. Probably like a mixer type deal, because just some shuffling around with the scheduling. Because originally we were going to go, the original plan was all of us were going to be at Florida State game. Then all of us were going to go to Miami, have the event Friday evening, and then Saturday morning we were going to go to Gainesville so we could kind of cover all three schools around the spring. Well, Billy bitched out from Georgia because their game is on the same day, and Georgia and Bama actually. So he's moved his game to Thursday. So that threw everything off, and you know, so that's what it is. But definitely.
So the game is on Thursday. I thought that was a joke when I seen that.
Like, no, them boys, they listen, they tuck tail. They knew what it was. Big dogs on the porch. You know what I mean? You ain't ready yet. The alphas, you know, the alpha of the Wolf Pack is out there. You dealing with the national champs and the runner ups. They don't want that smoke. They not ready yet. I actually commend Billy on tugging his tail and realizing he ain't ready for them. You're going to have to do a lot more before you're ready to go toe-to-toe with them boys. So, yeah, that actually shuffled everything up. So,
so scared money stayed in their pocket.
Definitely did. Definitely did. But let's get a little bit into what's going on right now around the program. Obviously, X is there, gets the media coverage and gets an opportunity to see a lot of what's going on right now. So I know one thing we got is a lot of former players have made their presence felt. And, you know, obviously being welcomed. How's that, you being there? How do you feel like that affects the general climate of A, I would say maybe the practice, and then B, players/recruits.
Okay, I will say this I'm gonna say this once. This is, you know, when you play sports or when you do anything, you try to impress certain individuals. You know what I'm saying? Like, just say for instance, if Stephen A. Smith is sitting on with us watching this podcast, we would try to do a good job because we want to impress Stephen A. Smith. So right. Now that you got former NFL players, Hall of Famers out there, players are trying to do everything at their best ability because them guys are watching. You know,
right.
And then, like, it's still scouts and NFL teams coming out there and stuff like that. So the level and intensity has grown tremendously. Speaking with a lot of high school coaches and high school kids, every time they come, they're like, man, these practices are for real. Like, ain't nothing how they used to be back in the, in our previous teams with the coaches and stuff like that. So, and then the way that they move in practice around, it's like if you take your eye off or if you blink for a second, you might miss something that's spectacular about to happen.
Right.
Because it's going just that fast, and it's starting to look like a real practice, like a real team, man. Everybody's out there competing against each other. The other day, Jake did something, and it wasn't a bad pass. I think it was an RPO where he's supposed to give it, and I think he kept it. And Coach Ponce was getting on him about it. Coach Gaddis was getting on him about it, and then you see Jake go to the sideline and he started doing push-ups, and I was like, the quarterback. I'm like, oh, hold on, this is like,
right,
we don't really see
different
that
level,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell
everybody
no.
else beside the quarterback, but
definitely a different level of accountability.
The quarterback, like, you gotta set the tone,
you're the leader. I that's something I always try to practice in my real life. Like, I'm an alpha, in respects of other people have described me as that, right? I think it's kind of beta to call yourself an alpha, so. Don't take that in the wrong way, but I tend to enjoy the energy when we're talking about being around the guys of other alpha male type field, right? So when you deal with that, that raises the level of accountability. It raises, you know, like they say, pigeons ain't soaring with the eagles, right? So that's how you elevate things. That's how you put yourself in that right company. So I like hearing that. That makes it sound like the accountability level is intensifying, because they ain't letting the backup quarterback slide. Because guess what? Backup quarterback could be the starting quarterback in a matter of one snap. Ankle roll, a hip displacement, a shoulder gets knocked out of the socket, and that's how you have to prepare. So that's really exciting to hear, man. I like to hear that. I've heard that, you know, from several sources, that just the intensity and basically saying, like, none of the field is wasted and none of the moments are wasted. We're not, everything's about getting it done, because, you know, Mario comes from that culture. He also got to be under Nick Saban. So they're all about maximizing the moment. So that's dope to hear.
And the one thing I would say, all of the coaching staffs are in tune with each other. They're together. Nobody's got a separate, you know what I'm saying, a separate obligation to do their own thing. It's like everybody's trying to help and do things together as a team. That's their weakness over there. Let's go try to help them get their weakness stripping. The coach is using the same terminology now. And nobody's really out there basically in the room saying, I'm the smartest in the room, so I don't really need to listen to nobody. It's like, no, that's not it. Everybody's saying, well, what you say, coach? All right, let's go.
I feel like I'm a fairly intelligent dude, man. I really do. But if I constantly feel like the smartest man in the room, I'm in the wrong room. I'm in the wrong room, bro. I can't learn nothing from y'all. Everybody is dumber than me, right? Yeah. So if you feel that, like, yeah, I got to shake the spot, dog. There's nothing for me to gain here. Unless I just want to control people. But that's never my goal. I like to work with people to a common goal, not have people do it for me.
You just described the last regime versus this regime without doing it. You literally just did it. But
it can be that way.
The biggest thing I like is I feel there's accountability within each part of the depth chart, right? As a coach, it's not just one guy over the line or one guy over the linebackers. And if that guy over the linebackers is doing whatever, it's like, no, one day Coach Steele is with the linebackers. Then obviously Charlie's there. Look at defensive line. You got 3-4 different people all putting their hands, all putting input. And I think that accountability amongst the staff it's going to show its colors in time for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of that D-line, man, that's just amazingly crazy for the staff. You got the defensive tackle coach, Salabara. You got Rob Smith, the defensive end coach. Then you got Jason Taylor. Analyst, and you still got Coach Stroud.
That's crazy you brought him up, because I, previous to, quick text combo we had, I forgot he was around still. I didn't know that. I bet you a lot of Canes fans didn't know. I forgot about Stroud.
Yeah, he's still there. Stroud's still there, man, doing his thing. I think he just didn't want to give the full dedication to coaching the position anymore.
Right.
But he still wants to be there, and he still wants to coach.
He still wants to work, right?
Yeah.
And keep moving and keep things going. So they shifted the practices Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Now I'll be honest with you. I don't pay this is the first time I paid this much attention. So full transparency, I'm a Canes fan through and through, diehard. I'm a Niners fan through and through. I don't give a fuck about preseason. I don't give a shit about spring. So I've come to care about it because of, presenting to you guys, the audience, at 26 in the roll-up, right? So now I care that much more. Is that common practice, or is this a little bit of shuffling up deck a little bit as far as moving it from Monday, Wednesday, Friday to Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday?
Well, I think it's – it's kind of I won't say it's shuffling up because this has been done before in the past. I think he wants to get that practice on Saturday to get that game day feel.
Okay.
You know, because when it used to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then they'll have the scrimmage. The scrimmage will probably be Sunday or, you know what I'm saying, Saturday, something like that. Right. So he wanted to get that game day feel because, you know, you got Tuesday, Thursday. You don't do much on Friday, you know what I'm saying, besides walkthroughs and get players healthy. And then Saturday's game day. So it's kind of something like that, what he's trying to do, get back to that level.
Gotcha. Makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I don't know if it'll stay there, if they'll shift it again. I think, you know, the best coaches are great psychological type guys, man, that really tap into the psyche of the humans, understand how each player ticks and how you can get the best out of them. Because, you know, parents could tell you, and I can tell you, being the leader of men at my job, is I can go to one guy this way. I can't do that to this guy. This guy, if I said the same exact thing, oh, he's going to be offended. He's going to be bent out of shape, blah, blah, blah. So I like the approach in general. I guess we could kind of speak briefly on this. I didn't see a lot of this. I've heard a little bit of grumbling. But, see, I'm going to give it a little attention because we drew it up on the docket. But I don't want to give too much to it because I really be feeling like I don't like giving the goofies too much energy. Bro, TVD is a starter. Any Jake Garcia, it's just – why would you even want that? It doesn't help your program. This is how shell shock and post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah, like, bro, the best programs in this country ain't ran by a bunch of newcomers and freshmen. So if you want to be them, why would you want the underclassmen to take all the spots? Goes back to something that X spoke on earlier. If all your freshmen are taking the spots of upperclassmen, that means you haven't done a good job recruiting that room. You just didn't do a good job.
Right. And the part that blows my mind is that if I'm a Jake Garcia fan, I'm a fan of both guys, but just if I'm a pro Jake guy, I want TVD to ball out this year.
Yep.
So Jake could just slide right in next year. The team will be better. The offense will be more developed.
Simple as that.
And he'll ball out instead of what you're hoping TVD does bad.
It doesn't make sense.
And even if TVD and Jake are dead even, it's still TVD's job.
Still should give it to TVD, right?
And that's the only reason why I brought it up. I'm just like, I don't understand the mind frame of some people.
I've seen it, though. No, you ain't, you know, I saw it on the docket. You know, Maul draws up our docket. You know, that's one of his production duties with us, and we certainly appreciate him. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, yeah, it does have to be talked about because I've seen that same thing. And I'm like, bruh, do you understand for the program is better for TVD to be the lead horse, like out the gate? What do you, it would not be in our best interest as a program for Jake Garcia to be the starter. You want Jake to sit one more year, then take over next year, play one more year, then Ja'Cory take over the year after that. That's what you would want in an ideal world. I'm not saying that's how that's going to play out because it's going to be a lot of factors. But Ja'Cory is a guy, or it, you know, actually somebody corrected me. It's Ja'Cory.
Yeah, Ja'Cory Brown.
Oh. Ja'Cory. Okay, I do apologize. So as a person whose name gets mispronounced all the time, I want to get that right. Ja'Cory Brown. So, by most accounts, Ja'Cory is a guy that we think is going to take a couple of years to totally develop and polish up to be a starting quarterback. Has all the tools, the physical ability, the moxie. Just got to, you know, fine tune and tweak his game. So, yeah, fans that are on that wavelength, man, cut it out.
I've been going at it with a bunch of fans about that same situation of Jake, Tyler, TVD. And the only thing somebody said that makes sense, and it's true, but it's still, it's not as much as you think. oh well, they need to be, they need to compete each other, make them compete against each other, and the winner, the best one wins the job. And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know how much football you've been watching, but TVD has competed and won the job. Like, he didn't do nothing to lose the job. So
right, and he's got real time game time experience. You know, did he play poorly against Florida State? Yeah, he started out bad. But really outside, and he started out bad his first two starts. Again, getting some of the kinks out, freshman guy on the road. You know, there's been several factors when he hadn't played his absolute best, but that's to be expected from a guy who hadn't got a lot of reps. So guess what you would get if you put Jake Garcia out there against Florida State?
You're going to get the same thing you got with TV.
You'll get the same thing. So why not go with the guy that's already got the reps under his belt? He shake that off. He's got a vendetta against Florida State this year. I promise you. Because he knows they should have beat him. And he knows that he was a part of the failure. He knows that. He knows that they should have beat that team. That was not a good team. They beat better teams. And the environment and the moment probably got to him a little bit. That's cool. He's a freshman. Now, he's going to come back in like, all right, that shit ain't happening this year.
Yeah, and then he has a coach who understands the moments. You know what I'm saying? I don't think our staff is going to sit back and allow somebody to come back on the 4th and 14. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you got to look at the whole thing. It ain't just
okay. He came, right, and I said that. Yeah, I was like, bro, listen, he came back. He started off terrible. You know, just turned the ball over, just wasn't a steady hand, and that happens. That's okay. I can live with that. But we came back, and yeah, I say, and I think most rational Canes fans say, coaching lost that game ultimately because
all the way.
Tyler's mistakes were very early. There's plenty of time to make up for that. Like, you don't have to. It's four quarters.
He went and got 28 points. He made up for his mistakes.
Right.
It was done.
It was 28-20.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, done, man. If the coach start playing man-to-man and get out of that zone, that team was done. But
exactly.
And, you know what I'm saying? And then another excuse a fan said was, this one, like, made me laugh instantly. Because he said, well, you know, Jake was rated higher than Tyler coming out of high school. I was like, you know that don't mean nothing once they got to college, right?
Yeah, we play.
They in college. That rating don't mean nothing.
Nothing, dog. I'm telling you, we playing football now. All of that, what you was, that's all. First off, remember with stars. Stars are only a accumulation of physical attributes and stats. So they're looking at like, oh, okay, he's this guy. He's 6'5". You know, 270 pounds, plays interior defensive line. Okay, this is a man among the boys. This is a beast. And he produced at the high school level. So they think, given the measurables and the production in high school, that he will be a high-level player, high-level talent player. And that could be very true, but it's all predictions.
It's all projections. Nothing is like getting on that field and actually producing.
You know, yeah, Aaron Donald's the best player in the NFL, bar none to me, right? And that hurts me to say because he's a Ram. But he's the best player. He was a 3-star. Why? Because he's not the tallest guy at his position. He's 6'1", I think. You know, but he's 300 pounds of chiseled up muscle, and you know, this dude is just, he's a freak. But because he wasn't 6'6", he wasn't gonna be rated a 5-star.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's just a silly. I guess maybe they just something to talk about for them. Deep down, I just don't think fans are that naive to say, yeah, man, Jake should start over TVD. But some still want the coach to be here.
Never underestimate stupid, bro.
Yeah.
Never underestimate stupid. They out there. They are an exceptional brand of people, and they out there. So That's funny because somebody asked us who we thought the worst fan base was, and I was like, oh, nah, it's all of us. You can find the ridiculous guys at every fan base. Like, it ain't exclusive to Florida, Florida State, or Miami. It's the ridiculous guys are there, bro. Like, it's just, hey, it's what it is. But let's get a little into so yeah, they got pads on now. You know, people are hitting a little bit at this point. X, you got to witness some practice. Well, first off, how much do you get to see?
Well, we're seeing I would say we are about seeing maybe an hour 15, maybe hour 20 minutes altogether of practice.
Okay. Now is that different than like last year?
Wait, oh, please, man. That's what I thought.
Y'all got 15 last year?
Yeah, and that happened with Rick too. Like it used to be bad. I used to be like, damn, I'm dying, wasting my gas because I'm only coming down for 15 minutes. I don't normally stay for the interviewing part unless they want me to. So just say. For that, it's hard because you come down for 15 minutes, they let you in, and then you got to get out, and they don't let you back in until they interview that. So that's like a whole hour and 30 minutes you got to wait, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what the hell am I doing? Carl Gabe was like, eh. But now we come down, they let us in, man. We watch practice for about a good 35. They'll let us record, and then another 15 where we can't record. Then they let us out, and then we go back in, and then we get probably another 20 where you can't record. And then once you get out, you go to the interviewing process. They let us watch practice. They letting us watch practice this year. I'm loving it. Trust me, I'm loving it.
I like it, man. It definitely changes. Because I was hearing from, you know, some info I got from you and some info that I had read from other reporters that have been covering. I was like, it don't seem like they're out there just no 15 minutes. Seems like they're getting extended coverage, which I love, man. It's like, why not, right? What's the fear in it ultimately? Like, what are you really going to lose by having guys come out there and watch it? And, you know, they're going to probably say some negative things. They're going to say some positive things, too. But that's everybody. And I can tell you this much. If you think you're going to win the game as the opponent based off some, you know, reports from spring, well, you're probably going to lose that game, bro. I'm being honest. Which probably ain't going to play out well for you because you're not using sound logic at that point. But so that's dope. I like that. I like the extra coverage, man.
Yeah, nah, I'm loving it. Like I say, man, it's better on us, man, because it's not like, oh, you just come out there, then you got to go. I don't stay anywhere close to Carl Gables, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't just, oh, let me go down for these 15 minutes and hit it, you know?
Right.
Nah, I'm going down there and we actually looking at practice and go from there. But yeah, it's better. I'm loving it. That's all I can say.
That's what's up. So you having that bird's eye view. Let's give us some. Let's go through offense. I heard the offense was clicking really well at the last practice. And so that was when I got to get a little info on Tuesday. But now we got Tuesday and Thursday in the can. Let's look at offense. Give us three players you think kind of stood out on the offensive side of the ball.
Three players who's standing out. I will go running back. Thad Franklin is standing out a lot. He's doing everything that's needed to be done. He's hitting the hole when he's running. He's also catching the ball out of the backfield, which is something new because I didn't think, you know, they would use him out of the backfield like that.
Right.
Henry Parris is doing a good job, too, not to take anything from him, but it's just like I said, from where I know Thad was not the practice guy last year, he's becoming the practice guy now.
Right. Gotcha.
1A, okay, so 1A, 1B will be slot receivers with Restrepo and Rashard Smith. Probably the toughest battle that's going on, and it's like they're neck and neck, they're head-to-head. Nobody really is blowing themselves out the way to be above the other. Restrepo he's been using the slot a lot, you know what I'm saying, with the route running. Rashard, they using him at slot, but he's getting motions in the backfield, catching balls out the backfield. He's all over the place. So that those 1A, 1B with that. The third one I would say, Jacoby George and Arroyo, like those two are standing out a lot too.
I like to hear that.
Just the way they could catch the ball. Mallory went out. He's going to be out for the rest of the spring. So now it gives the tight end room, which is young, to go out there and do their thing. But Arroyo and George are out there catching the balls and making it look like it's easy when they're catching the ball. When they catch it, it's like, dang, they hands are just, like glued to the ball as soon as it's in the air.
Mallory sitting out for the spring?
Yeah, he's out for spring. He got a shoulder injury okay. on right now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I spoke on it briefly on the roll-up yesterday. So I heard that he kind of looked like he might have got banged up, wasn't 100% sure what was going on. But that's fine. I wouldn't panic a lot with that, especially when you're dealing with some veteran guys. Your bigger concern is dealing with, new coaching, new playbook type stuff, but a lot of that coaches will, trust the older guys, especially, and just try to make sure they can come out healthy. So, it's not necessarily a panic situation.
He had an issue with being healthy. So I guess maybe this is the best for him to just get him healthy for the fall. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not much else that he can do that we don't know already. We know he's not a blocker. I mean, that's the only thing they're going to have to work on. But right now, he can't help us. He can't get out there with the shoulder. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And then, like I say, it's helping. It's letting the freshmen get out there and play. You got Khalil Brantley. He'll be a redshirt freshman. Then you're going to have Skinner, a true freshman. Arroyo is a sophomore. I forget the other guy to walk on tight end, and then you got Mamarella, or how you pronounce his name. He's still
Mamarella,
there. So it's still, it gives them opportunity to step up and make plays just in case they may be needed. That's the issue of depth. Can these guys step up if we need them? You know what I'm saying?
That's real deal stuff you have to examine. So, flip side, let's look at the defense.
The defense is looking kind of good out there too. I'm not even going to give the names that everybody's expecting, like the James, Avante, Tyreek Stevens. He's out there on some play, but he's in the red non-contact jersey. But the names I would say that's sticking out a lot, man. Al Blaze look real good out there. I don't know what it is, but he just looks so good and comfortable at slot. And if he's gonna be what I think he could be at slot, man, we gonna have a real good defense. Because the slot receivers are a big part of football right now. And
Blaze
just look like he can control that. And it's spring, it's spring, so who knows? But right now, from what I'm seeing for five practices, he looks real good out there.
That's good to hear, man.
Allen Haben looking real good too, man. He's been getting the reps. Allen Haben looking good. That's a name that probably forgot and nobody really knows. Kid coming out of Chaminade. The thing with him was he was so smart and intelligent on how to read.
I remember seeing that about him. His film study is
The way he studies the film, and he's looking good. Like he's doing things that's catching the coach's eyes, and he's catching everybody else's eyes too. So he's looking good. Who else? You know, Gilbert, he's looking good out there.
What's Gil been playing?
They got Gil in the slot too. Gil in the slot.
Okay.
They got Gil interchanging slot, safety, linebacker. So basically, Gil is just going to be available, whatever we need him to be on the field, you know.
Utility guy.
Yeah, he's going to be one of those guys. He's looking good out there. The linebacker, Keontra Smith, he looks good.
Okay.
He looks good. What he's doing out there is he's so fast and athletic because he was a safety in high school, but he could run.
Right.
He could hit. So he's now he's getting coached by a good linebacker. So now he's filling the hole, he's filling the gaps. He's reacting to plays where he got to run down the plate. He's doing that because now he's being taught to do that as opposed to stand around and make it, you know, if that play comes to you, then make the play. You know what I'm saying? So he's been talking that. He's looking good. On the defensive line, I would have to say mostly I'm looking good. You know, they're not really going full speed where they attack the quarterbacks or the running backs like that just yet. Chaz Williams is another one. He gets off the ball. He gets off the ball very fast. Hopefully he could put it all together where he could become that player we thought he would be coming out of high school.
You know? Right.
He gets off the ball real fast. Like I'm talking about when they say, he gets off the ball. So
right.
We definitely need an alpha at defensive end to help the defense on the back end. So, you know, they looking good so far. Obviously, still need a lot of work. I'm talking about a lot of work because a lot of them got to get, especially on the defensive end, they got to get that old stuff out of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can see with the linebackers, they still guessing a lot. You know, mm-hmm. and then the coach got to get that out of them. Like, man, you know, you're not supposed to be guessing anymore.
Right.
It's looking like, man, the defense is going to be a lot more structured. You know, it not just go out there and make a play. It ain't going to be that no more. It's like, man, okay, this is what our defense is supposed to be.
Right.
Let's go do it. You know what I'm saying? Not, hey, man, if you go out there and make a play, you can get a turnover chain. I guess that's how the defense was for the past couple years, man. You go out there and make a play, you get a turnover chain. So.
Right. No, yeah.
Turnover chain. That's funny.
Turnover chain wasn't the worst thing on the planet, but yeah, it's.
Nah, it wasn't, but like, just to think, like, that was literally probably the MO of the defense, hey. And whoever gonna make the play, you get that turnover chain, you know, and then that was the thing, like, oh, yeah, I want to wear that turnover chain. Cool.
Right.
And we just stopped.
Yeah, we don't want to be bad. Like, let's.
Yeah. We stopped committing. We stopped forcing turnovers. So kind of.
Yeah, guys. Right.
There was a point last year when people were like, man, we need to get rid of turnover chain. I'm like, why do you care? We're not getting turnovers, so we ain't seeing it.
Yeah, like, right about that.
You only you got 1 year where you only get 8 turnovers throughout the whole year. What the hell since they had a turnover chain?
Like, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's different, man. If you getting. I remember the first 2 years when it came out, man, we was getting like 30 turnovers in a year. So yeah, you need that. You know what I'm saying? But now you ain't even getting the turnovers. Like, hey, whatever.
Yeah. All right, that's cool. Well, let's see. What else we want to touch on? Pause before we get up out of here. Let me out real quick. My bad. I accidentally closed my docket. Oh, here it is. Cool. Any concerns we got with players that aren't at practice? I know Romello Brinson, he was what, sideline?
Nursing the shoulder. He's sideline. They got him in the he's working out in the weight room, and they'll come out at the beginning, but then he's working out in the weight room. Besides Sam Brooks, he's probably the only guy that's on the roster that I literally haven't seen yet, even, like, working out on the side. Yeah, him. I mean, that's about it. Not really concerned about anybody else not being available. Cause you know it's spring. They trying to get them players healthy for fall. But they out there working out for the most. Like they'll come out. The ones who are not available, then they'll go into the practice facility and then to the weight room to work out. Mm-hmm. It's not being in the contact or being able to do drills and stuff like that.
Right. Okay.
That's cool. So Cody Brown came back to practice, right?
Cody Brown came back today. I don't know what it was about, why he wasn't there on Tuesday, but he was there for a good day. He was active. You know what I'm saying? He was the third running back behind Paris and Thad. So he was there for a go. Jelly Rivers, he's not for a go just yet. Campbell's not for a go just yet. Chaney Knight and they in non-contact jerseys. Stevenson in non-contact jersey. Cam is he's back, but he's not for a go just yet.
And Mallory's out now, right, with a shoulder.
Yeah, Mallory's out with the shoulder. So,
not that I want to see him hurt, but I'm glad like Skinner, Arroyo, them guys are gonna get more reps in the spring because I think they need it more. We know what we're gonna get out of him, but to get especially Skinner some reps, I think that's going to be good for the program going into the summer.
And to be truthful, when Skinner's in there, he almost could look like Jake Garcia's favorite target. He kind of looks like he's Jake Garcia's favorite target because if they doing like play action rollout, like for every time I've seen Jake do a play action rollout, and then if it's 23 in the game, he throws it to 23. Like I've seen that so many times so far. So I'm like, hey, that may be, you know what I'm saying, something that you're looking at. But
might be it's
not a bad thing. Getting them reps, you know. Obviously, I still think Skinner needs to get his body ready because he's a big tight end. So just imagine a defensive player saying, man, I really want to hit this guy to make him not be big anymore. You know what I'm saying? And so
chop him down a little bit.
Yeah, he get that college hit one time and then you really see who he is. But yeah, who else I haven't seen that's out? Najee Kelly, he's out. He's not active. Chase Smith, another one that's not active, won't be active for the spring.
We're not concerned about any of those guys though, right? Like we're not thinking precautionary.
The only ones I would say that's and it's not a concern, but it's we definitely gonna need once the season starts is Romello Brinson. Definitely gonna need Brinson at the receiver room because he's that tall body on the outside that we've been lacking. Obviously, we got Frank Lassen there right now, but still need Brinson out there.
Yeah, no
Najee Lee Kelly. I mean, unless he is that good. I wasn't expecting him to come in and play right away like that, but you know, we'll see. The same with Chase Smith. Will Chase Smith be that good to just overly plant where Keontra and Steed and Flag and, you know, now the bad thing is he's not getting those reps as to where Wesley Bissain is getting those reps. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Wesley ain't giving it up. He like, oh, I'm here. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's reps.
Taking advantage of the opportunities, yeah.
Yeah.
What you're supposed to be doing in these, you know, situations. So let's see. Anybody else who kind of MIA that people had questions about? I think for the most part, yeah, we everything's kind of playing as you would have imagined. So let's see.
The defensive end linebacker guy from UCLA, he put us in his top three today.
Mitchell, I forgot about him. Mitchell. Yeah.
So he put us in his top three. I guess he said he's going to announce next week, if I'm thinking. Next week. Or Hold on, is it next week? I think it's next week.
Who we in?
May 25th, I guess. I'm guessing.
Okay. Who we in there with? You know off top?
It's us, Oregon, and Washington.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. So it depends. You want to stay out west?
I'm getting that vibe. By him to have Washington and Oregon, and I'm getting that vibe to say maybe you want to stay out west. I don't know. Maybe what's his name? Phillips have gotten to him, say, hey, you know, come to UM. You see, I went to UM and
my whole
career. Maybe that happened, but we'll see how that goes. You know, he's in his top three. It's funny, he's transferring and they making the top three and
stuff. That is funny to me. I think, but you know, these kids grow up in that era, so I'm trying to be less judgmental about it because I know I'm older and I don't come from that. So I'm like,
let me correct myself. It's March 25th. He's saying he's coming, so that's tomorrow.
Okay, so he's making a decision. Okay, tomorrow, and he just left UM yesterday. So
yeah,
okay.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
Last impression.
Like I said, I thought it was May. If it was May, then I was going to be like, oh, man, you're giving him too much time to think out west. He's out there. Okay. But now I kind of feel a lot better. You know, added player that we could use. Obviously, I continue to tell everybody, I don't think any transfer player we have gotten comes over and start immediately. They'll be help. They will help us. Mm-hmm. Outside of maybe the offensive lineman, how you pronounce his name? Maybe he's the only one who will come in and start.
Who that?
The one from Oregon, the one who the big boy.
The center.
Throwing the ball away.
Center guard. Yeah, I don't think he does either. Lichtenstein, I've been hearing is getting where you got him, number three D tackle.
Yeah. Right now, it looks like it's Miller. It looked like it's Miller and Taylor.
Okay.
It looked like it's Miller and Taylor. And then sometimes it'll be him and Taylor. You know what I'm saying? Interchangeable like that.
Trying to see a little bit of what he's got. I get that. Makes sense. Let's see. What else we got? We'll wrap it up. What's up, baby?
I was hearing some good things. Oh, my bad, cut you off. I was hearing some good things about recruits coming on campus talking. I just saw Brandon Ennis. He just posted something a little while ago. Brandon said this is the best college practice he's been to.
Yeah, no, Brandon loved it. You know, the Heritage kids, man. They loved it. Every day it's kids. They loving it. They like, man, they really impressed by what's going on. And it's not just them. It's the coaches, the high school coaches, the parents. It's a couple parents who already have players on the team who's saying, boy, this is a big difference from last year and this year.
Yeah.
So it's a whole totally different atmosphere right now. And everybody loving it, man. I know everybody kind of giving up that UM don't have the opportunity to get Brandon Ennis. And I keep telling people, like, man, I think UM has a great opportunity to land him. You know, it's not sold that he's going to USC. It's not sold that he's going to Ohio State. It's not sold that he's going to Bama. Nothing is sold. Is Brandon really going to make the best decision for him at the end of the day? And maybe that could be at Miami, you know what I'm saying, playing with Jake Garcia, or then getting the top recruit quarterback to come in with him. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So I still think UM has a great opportunity to get him.
When we say the Heritage guys are talking about Brandon Ennis, obviously, and then also was Damari Brown.
Mark Fletcher, Damari Brown.
And Damon Fagan.
Fagan
was there as well. Yep.
I mean, I like UM to get those four because those Fagan and Damari, you know, Fagan and Mark Fletcher especially, I know they like UM a lot. Damari Brown's, you know, this might be, you know, I don't know. Things still early with him for his process, but then, you know, Brandon Ennis. But other than that, Flexure and Fee, and they like Miami like that. So,
man, I just think if we could get 10 wins, or if it's the 9-3, but we win the Coastal, I think we can not get whoever we want, but I think we'll have a legit chance to get anybody we targeted if we can just show them on the field.
Yeah.
You show Brandon Ennis that this offense is going to be good and he can make some plays in the offense, you get Brandon Ennis. You know what I'm saying? That's just simple. And again, my I'm not worried about skilled players. This is Miami. We're going to get that. My whole thing is them guys up front, offensive line, D-line. You know what I'm saying? The big boys. If we can start landing them big offensive tackles that we really need, okay, now it's going to be a problem because now we're getting stuff that we need, you know what I'm saying, to protect the quarterbacks. And that's how you build from within, you know. So we'll be all right. I'm definitely not worried about skill positions. That's, you know, hey, this is South Florida, man. And even if it's not South Florida, it's Miami. You could get skill positions from around the country that want to play in Miami, you know what I'm saying? So.
No doubt. Well, that about sum up what everything's been going on as of right now. I guess real quick, we'll send a shout out to the Miami basketball teams.
Oh yeah, them boys in the elite. Well, it's Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. They play Iowa State. When is that? Tomorrow, right? Yeah. Tomorrow. So when y'all hear the show tonight or today, whatever, Friday. So Friday they'll be playing them, and the ladies have Carolina.
Now they finished out against South Carolina, but they played them pretty good. They only lost.
Oh, did I ask? That was yesterday, wasn't it?
It was Sunday.
Last week, Sunday.
It was Sunday, but it's like they had the ABC game at 1 o'clock.
Damn, yeah. Sorry, women's basketball. I didn't know y'all got washed up already.
Shoot.
Don Staley, I talked about it on the roll up like it ain't happened yet.
Hey, no one checked you, so you ain't got to worry about it.
Not at all, right? Nobody. That goes to show you. Y'all can kiss my ass. Y'all don't care about that shit either because nobody said nothing. Nobody. And I said that on that show, and not a soul was like, man, girls already played, or the women already played.
Yeah, they. I mean, unfortunately, you had to face that beast at South Carolina.
And you know what's funny, too? I didn't know that, and I said, good run, ladies. But, yeah, y'all about to get washed up by Carolina. So that's funny how that actually was true, and I didn't even know it. But I guess, man, that's about it. We ain't going to hold y'all too long, man. We'll be back next week. We'll have a little more insight at that point. We'll have maybe three practices. Yeah, it'll be Saturday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So, yeah, by the next time we get to recording, we'll have three more practices for you guys so we can give you a little bit more insight on what's going on in spring ball, any other news and recruitment. And, you know, if we don't have more commits at that point, which I don't necessarily think so, we'll try to give you guys a couple of people that we think are trending in that direction.
Might be getting something Saturday. Might be getting something Saturday.
Without you saying anything, Saturday, I would say Reuben Bain is who I would pick without any info.
I wouldn't say Reuben. I mean, if Reuben popped, that's huge because I, you know, from he basically told me straight up and down like he wasn't committing to like maybe around closer towards signing day.
Oh, okay.
Or during the season. Okay. But again, you know what I'm saying? The kid can tell me.
Sometimes it can change, yeah.
But we might get some triggers pulled Saturday.
Okay, that's what's up.
It's two players who I think, you know, if they do, I love them. I love it because both of them are our gamers, got that UM mentality. So
let's get it.
And thanks for not saying no names, man. Like, just let it be. People be trying to figure it out. Just let it happen. Let the announcement happen. So I appreciate that.
I mean, I gave enough clue. I said too.
He gave you. Yeah, about to say y'all can guess from there. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, y'all go. Trust me, they gonna be in my inbox. Man X, what's going on? I'm like, here I go.
I gave you what you can get. That's it. So thank y'all again, man, for joining us. We'll be back with y'all next week, for usual. Same bat time, same bat channel.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.